A lot of people think that I was in real estate all my life, but that's not true. I actually wanted to run or own a really nice restaurant, so I went to Ryerson to study restaurant management. Later, I bought a big old house on Metcalf Street, because houses in Cabbage Town in the 1960s were all I could afford. It was a pretty rundown area, and houses were affordable. So I fixed it up, and I sold it, and I made a profit. So I found another rundown house and did it again. Things became so interesting, and the area had such potential, that I started a small real estate company to put things on a more business-like basis. Like life in Cabbage Town, it grew. Over the next 15 years or so, Cabbage Town transformed from being a place with rundown rooming houses into a community in which homeowners had pride in the properties they had rescued and made beautiful again. I enjoyed putting some of my good fortune back into the community, and one of the most satisfying projects was the creation of the Cabbage Town Cultural Festival, which became an annual event and which celebrates the cultural diversity of this wonderful part of the city.